strikingly important peace deal, hopefully working towards ending conflicts that have killed even more Americans than the September 11th attacks alone. And then add them in.
Being tuned in means support each other's local businesses during the coronavirus crisis. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
News and sports is sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation invites you to take steps for cures at a walk event near you. Get started at cctakesteps.org.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room one is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room two are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hazy sunshine most of the day with highs in the middle 70s.
David, it's 51 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
Albemarle County Police arrested 24-year-old Joseph Daniel Key. He's facing charges including attempted armed robbery and breaking and entering.
Key allegedly the one responsible for the fire at Summer's Market after stealing from that business.
Millions of us have tried the 23andMe, and many of us have found family members we didn't even know we had. But did you know 23andMe may have tracked down some signs of what will give you immunity to COVID-19?
Scientists at 23andMe looked at more than 1 million DNA samples, and according to that data, people with blood type O tend to test positive for the virus less frequently when compared with people with other blood types. The study also found a rare genetic mutation in fewer than 10% of the population that appears to raise the risk of developing a serious case of coronavirus.
The Rivanna Solid Waste Authority says, hang on one second, the annual e-waste amnesty day coming up on October 10th, starting at 9 a.m., will require you to reserve a spot if you are an Albemarle County or Charlottesville resident. It'll run till 3 p.m., and you can register for your spot online at rivanna.org, but they are only taking a limited amount of this waste.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 50 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station with commemorative PPE to raise money for the United Way of the Greater Charlottesville area. Find out more by clicking the face mask link at WCHV.com.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, 8-ounce hand sanitizer is just 2 for $5.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or get free delivery.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/8/20. While supplies last, limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores. Free delivery limited time only. See staples.com for details.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Hurricane conditions getting very dangerous on the Gulf Coast. Fox 10 reporter Tyler Fingert is in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
We are being hammered. You can hear that howling wind. The trees are taking a beating. The storm